Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We love you, Jesus. Lord, we love you. We praise and worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord, we need you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. 316, let us sing together. 316.
So Your name, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, you are.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Free this morning to glorify the Lord, whether by testimony or prayer or exhortation or whatever the Lord lays upon your heart. Everyone should feel free to do what Jesus wants. This is His meeting. It's not Brother John's. It's not ours, mine. It's His meeting. So let Him have His way with you. Let Him use you as He wants to. Let's all of us just love Jesus. Because He first loved us, the wonder of it all. Don't you find that you never really get used to that? Just to think that God loved me. Oh, the wonder of it all. And you can tell as we're worshiping the Lord that there are people here that haven't lost the wonder of it all. It's fresh, it's new, it's vibrant, it's real, it's alive, it's glorious. He loves me. The God who created heaven and earth sent His Son to this earth because He loves me. And the Son that came died on the cross because He loves me. Oh, the wonder of it all. Was it Vance Havner and Frank Boggs? Anybody remember those names? Brother Paul, a couple of you remember. Vance Havner was a preacher and Frank Boggs was a singer. And they went to a restaurant someplace, and it was, you know, the more expensive the restaurant is, the darker it seems to be, the atmosphere. I don't mean by dark powers, but I just mean they turned some of the lights out. Like, this is an expensive camp. That's why we got some of the lights out this morning. But they walked into this restaurant, and they had come in from the outside where it was bright and sunny. And they sat down, and they had the menu, but they couldn't see it. You know, they're looking at the thing, and it's there, and they sell something in this store, but we don't know what it is. And so they held it up to, you know, those little candle lights, and they're usually a red color. That, too, goes along with the more expensive restaurants. You get these fancy. So they're holding the menu up, trying to see what it is. And they couldn't really make it out too well. But after time went on, 5 minutes or whatever it was, they grew accustomed to the dark. Their eyes acclimated or whatever it was, and then they're looking at it, though they got this and that and the other thing, and they were able to order. And Vance Havner, as only Vance Havner could do, got a devotional out of that story. And he went and wrote about how we we could get used to the dark. We could get kind of acclimated to the climate and lose the wonder of it all. Lose the wonder of the love of Jesus. It's kind of like, okay, tell me something else that I don't know. You know, this is kind of old story, and I don't like old story. It doesn't thrill me anymore. Did you ever get thrilled when you sang, "Oh my, all that thrills my soul is Jesus"? Does that thrill you? Or is it kind of, one time I looked out and somebody was yawning while they were singing this. Maybe they worked hard and I don't begrudge them because they yawned at the wrong time. But, you know, how could you sing, "All that thrills my soul is..." Yeah, real thrilling, isn't it? It really made my day to stand up there and watch this going on. But Jesus is wonderful. Jesus is wonderful. And his love is wonderful. And I don't ever want to get accustomed to it. I don't ever want to lose the wonder of it all. Just to think that God loves me. There's a song in the white booklet. It's number 39. And it says that when Jesus sought me and found me, I was way down deep in sin. But he loved me. He drew me. He called me for his own. And now I love him in response to his love for me. And I hope that strikes a chord in your heart. I hope I see nobody yawning when you sing this song. But you sing it with all your heart as you worship him. Oh, I love him. He's the best friend that I have ever known. And the best friend you will ever know. Oh, I love him. He's the best friend that I have ever known. Let's sing it together, number 39 from the White Book. And let's all be free this morning to just glorify him. Or younger, let me hear you sing that chorus. Could I? It's going to help me. Ready? And I
love him. Yes, I love him.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Older ones, you kids, just listen to us. And I love him. Yes, I love him. He's
the best friend that I have ever known. Oh, I love him. Yes, I love him. He's the best friend that I have ever known.
You know, that sounds good because I can tell that you that are young and singing it, it sounds true. It sounds real. It's genuine. And then when you get to be twice your age or three times your age, like some maybe here are, it still sounds good. It still sounds true. It still sounds like you mean it. And it just gets better all the time. And so if you're 16 and you're singing, "And I love him," just know that when you're 18, it's going to be better. And when you're 24 and 62 and whatever you might get to be, it just gets betterer and betterer. 77. Oh, that's him. I thought he was talking about me. No matter how old you are, it's true. Sweeter as the years go by, richer, fuller, deeper, Jesus' love is sweeter. And thank God it is. Now I'm going to sit down and I'm going to let you tell what Jesus means to you and about your love for him and about all that thrills your soul. And whether you're old or whether you're young, glorify him. And I love him. Yes, I love him. He's the best friend I have ever known. And I love him. Hallelujah. Yes, I love him. He's the best friend I have ever known.
Amen. Praise the Lord.